بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about the Akhirah and what we do and how we earn and so on and so forth. I remind myself and you that if we look at the principles of earning and saving and investment, the principles that we apply in this dunya and what we need to do in the akhirah are actually the same. The thing to understand is that, like in this world, when we look at different countries, you are also looking at different currencies. So if you say that in India I have a certain income and this is sufficient for me to live a comfortable life, it doesn't necessarily mean that this same income will be sufficient for me to live a life of the same standard, say in America or in Australia, because the currency is different. The differential of the currency, it may not be enough for you, or it may be enough, or it may be more than enough. It depends on what you are spending. So similarly, the currency of the Akhirah is not the currency of this dunya. Now, the currency of this dunya is whatever it is, you know, dollars and rupees or so on. Now, what we do in this dunya is we earn. There are basically three things we do. One is we earn. Second one is we save. And then third one we spend. So three things we do with our earnings. In terms of saving, we do saving in two ways. One is we save passively, and the other one is we save actively, meaning that we invest that money in an earning asset. So saving passively is you put the money in a pot and put it under your bed or whichever way, because even if you put it in a bank, in any case we don't use the interest, so therefore the money is not, nothing is happening to it, it's simply sitting there. And then as we know, if you work out the NPV of the money is actually losing value over time. It is not even remaining the same. If it's simply sitting in a bank or if it is sitting under your bed, wherever, it is actually losing value, it's not gaining value. On the other hand, if you do savings by investing that money in earning assets, so you, whether it is real estate, whether it is the share market, whether it is gold, or whatever, you know, you're buying oil wells or God knows what. So anyway, the point is that the money you invest is earning something for you while it is there. So the money is increasing in value. So you, or even for example, livestock. I mean, we are not, we are very far away from farming. But if I was talking to farming people, we would say, well, if you invest in livestock, then it increases in value. You buy sheep, you buy goats, you buy cattle and so on, increase value. Now, the same principle applies in the Akhirah, which is that we save, we spend and we earn. Or rather, other way, we earn, we save and we spend. The earning, the first of all, the currency of the Akhirah is not dirham or dinar, it is not dollars and cents. The currency of the Akhirah is our amal, is our actions. This is the currency of the Akhirah. In the Akhirah, the whatever trade is done, there is no trade in our context, but trade in the sense of, may Allah save us from that, if we have to pay somebody in the Akhirah, we will pay with our deeds. There is no money to pay. So the currency of the Akhirah is deeds. Where are those deeds to be earned? Here. There is no earning there. You have to earn it here. And we take it there. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this dunya, he called it the Mazra ul Akhirah. He said this is the cultivation of the Akhirah. These are the fields. This is your farming for the Akhirah. So you plant your seeds here, you get your harvest in the Akhirah. So where is the planting to be done? Here. This is the Mazra ul Akhirah. So the earning for the Akhirah is the deeds that we do here. So like we keep track of our earnings in this dunya, Whether you are in a salary or like yesterday somebody on LinkedIn sent this calculation of how do we calculate our hourly rate. It was a straightforward calculation. He's worked out at 6 lakhs or 600,000 per year, divided by the number of days, of the number of working days, which would be about 225 or 250 working days, divided by the number of hours. So they took it at 6 hours a day, which comes to $400 or ₹400 per hour. This is your hourly rate. So we do our calculations. So similarly, in TVT, we keep track of what am I earning. I'm earning so much. Now, in terms of the Akhirah, again, we need to keep track of our earnings and say, what am I earning in the Akhirah? For the Akhirah, what am I earning? Now, just like we do in this dunya, when I do my workshops for family businesses, one of the things I do is I ask them a question and ask them, I say, what was your earning yesterday? Do you know? You are a businessman. So, what was your earning yesterday? And my contention is that a businessman who does not know what he earned yesterday is a bad businessman. He doesn't know how to do business. Because if you are in business, you should know on a daily basis, what is the tally? What did I earn yesterday? And I'm not, this is not an original idea of mine, or rather not my idea alone. Sam Walton of Walmart, he used to do this. He would go to a store, his whole life he spent visiting stores, his own stores. So he would go to a store and he would ask not the store manager, he would ask a store clerk, some boy or girl working behind a counter. He would say, what did your store earn yesterday? The only concession he was willing to give was that this person was permitted to read off that figure off a piece of paper. So if she or he had a piece of paper in the pocket, they pull it out and say, yesterday our earning was $200,325. This was acceptable. He didn't expect them to remember it in their head. If they remembered it in their head, that is even better. But if they did not remember it, at least that they were conscious enough to get that figure and keep it in their pocket, right? And Walmart as a policy would give its accounts on a daily basis to every employee. So that was a level of transparency as far as Walmart is concerned. So he would keep track of. So I ask, you know, business owners, what was your earning yesterday? And if they tell me that they don't know what is their earning yesterday, then I would say you are a bad businessman, because you are earning money, you don't know how much you earned. Now the question I ask myself therefore is, as far as the Akhirah is concerned, do I know what was my earning yesterday? What did I earn for my Akhirah yesterday? Do I know this? It is even more important to know, because this is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my question to myself and you is, what did you and I earn yesterday for our Akhirah? Do we know? We should know. Right? We should know. This is just like the dunya. Second thing is, as far as spending is concerned, the spending in the dunya, in the two ways of spending, one is a positive, one is a negative. The positive way of spending is that you give some money and you get something in return. Right? So I go buy a car, I go buy a shirt, I go buy a clock or whatever. The other way of spending, it's not called spending, but maybe it's just called loss, which is that I just lost the money. So I paid 100 rupees and I bought some food, or I lost 100 rupees. So out of my pocket, 100 rupees is gone. In one case, I got some benefit for it. In the other case, it just got wasted. So same question should be asked with regard to our deeds. How did I spend them? So either I did some deeds, and as a result of these deeds, I got something in return, right? So whatever it was, or that deed just got wasted. So if I did some deed and I got a return, this would be good, alhamdulillah. So, you know, I did something and I got a return. For example, I smiled at somebody, this is sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards me for this. So this is a good thing. But if I did ghibat, now what? So it's gone. It is spent, but I got nothing in return. So one spending is where I am spending something, I am getting a return. The other spending is, it's just gone. So if I did ghibat, if I talked about somebody, then my deeds got wasted. I got nothing. I mean, not only did I get nothing in return, I got something bad in return. Right? Third thing is, in terms of, as I said, saving. One is saving without any return, it's just sitting there, and because in our world money loses value, so the saving after a period of time is actually worth less. The other one is an earning asset. Now in the Akhirah, this is an advantage we have, which is that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no NPV business, there is no net present value, there is no losing of money, there is no inflation. So, whatever is saved with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always increases. It does not decrease. So, alhamdulillah, this is a benefit. But even there, what we save, we can save in ways which become earning assets, which we call sadaqatul jariyah. So, one is we are saving, which is by itself. Even that is increasing, alhamdulillah. So, with Allah, this is a good thing. But sadaqatul jariyah, so I do something as a result of which does it increase because of being with Allah, but because of the nature of the thing, this is now earning for me. So any act of good, any act of general good, whether it's a masjid or a madrasa or it's a school or a hospital or a well or a road or whatever, anything that is beneficial is sadaqatul jariyah. So when I spend the money in that, or when I spend the good deeds in that, then this earns me the reward. So now this is the point that we talk about our world, and we talk about our net worth. We judge net worth in terms of the wealth we have. So this may be movable wealth, immovable wealth, which is cash or property or whatever. The same issue is to look at net worth with respect to the Akhirah. So if my net worth in this dunya, I'm calculating it, I'm saying I'm worth so many dollars or so many millions. In my Akhirah, what is my net worth? And as I said, the currency is different. A person's net worth may be billions in this dunya. But in the Akhirah, the person is in deficit. His net worth less, his net worth is in the negative. And if you look at all the examples that the Quran teaches us and what we see around ourselves of people who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who are not focused on the Akhirah, even those who claim to be Muslim, but their actions and their what they do are talking about something else. We are looking at people whose net worth in this dunya, maybe whatever it is, but net worth in the Akhirah is negative. So that is why I think it's very important for us to keep in mind and calculate what is our wealth. How do we earn this wealth? Where do we save this wealth? And what does this wealth do for us? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to reflect and to learn from our actions and to do things which are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to save us from that which does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.